Here's a question to think about. When did people quit wearing animal skins and put on cloth? When did we invent woven fabric?
Well, Lucy, today's humans thought cloth was only 7,000 years old before they had carbon dating. Ever since, they've been pushing that date back. In 1992, archaeologists found a half-fossilized scrap of cloth stuck to a piece of antler near the headwaters of the Tigris River. This one was 9,000 years old. Carbon dating has been doing that. It's been making all sorts of things older than anyone had thought they were. That fragment of cloth shows up right along with the first agriculture. It was found on the site of a primitive farming community. These particular Neolithic farmers had yet to make pottery, but they'd already learned to weave baskets. When we see the community in context, we understand why they conceived a new material. The last ice age was retreating. Weather was warming. As game moved north, they had to invent farming if they meant to keep eating. So they looked at plants with new eyes. First, they wove baskets from reeds and straw. Animal skins became harder to find and too hot to wear. They experimented with open meshes. They made skirts from leather cords. The Finns had already made open mesh fishing nets and carrying bags from woven plant fibers, but cloth is more complex. These ancient farmers had to learn to spin thread from flax. They invented tight weaves to replace open mesh. This 9,000-year-old fragment of linen is not simple. It's already a twined weave, a double weft laid on a single warp. It was by no means the first piece of cloth these people had made. And what was the article they'd made from this magical new material? What had this bit of cloth now stuck to an antler once been? A cloth bag to collect bones for carving or for arrowheads? We can only guess. It was certainly one more harbinger of civilization rising out of the new practice of agriculture. And so cloth became as sure an icon of beauty and wealth as gold. We dressed it in increasing color and complexity. As I weigh this ancient wounded fragment of human invention, I suddenly see why Yeats was moved to write, "Had I the heavens embroidered cloths and wrought with golden and silver light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly." Now, let's go back to that Dolny Vestunice site we looked at in Track 7. As scholars picked over those shards of ceramic, they made a stunning discovery in 1995. One of the 26,000-year-old fragments, when it had still been wet clay, had been wrapped in what it appears to have been cloth. There, clear as yesterday, is the imprint of woven fabric. You can make out the precise weave of the fabric. This fragment is three times as old as that Turkish cloth fragment. Until recently, archaeologists had thought that simple art and tool making had just begun at this point. We took it for granted that such a complex invention as woven cloth or fired ceramics had to wait until much later. Well, Lucy, we sure surprised them, didn't we?
Yes, we did, Adam.
Well, when you think about it, it's obvious that nothing woven from organic fibers could have survived so long, nor did Stone Age artisans have any way to preserve their poorly fired clay. Neither ceramics nor cloth leave many traces for us to find, but it's now clear that they've been around much, much longer than we once thought.